everybody. This is Pete with All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM. In the great state of Seattle here. We are going to have a great show here. How you doing over there?
I'm doing really well. Yeah. Doing really well, Pete.
Good. Why don't you introduce yourself so they know who you are?
My name is Brian. I am running the board right now.
Brian Extraordinaire on the boards. He's with me. He's going to be John with me a little bit here today. We've got our good friends and longtime sponsors of the show, State Roofing, on here. And man, oh man, it's good to see you again, Dave.
Good to see you, Pete.
Dave Martin, you head up all the sales.
I head up all the sales. All the sales.
Absolutely. You've been doing this like for how many years now?
21 in the industry, yeah. Almost 15 with State Roofing.
Yeah, you've been great with State a long, long time, which is good. And you guys, as you know, we've done a lot of things with State. We've talked about their good reviews. We're going to go through the process of, you know, how you get a roof. In the backside, we'll talk about some of the materials they have because they're really good. I just, you know, as I've always said, guys, we have best of breed on here. And I know you hear other roofing contractors that are advertised on the different stations, but I really believe in State. And I recommended them when I had my construction company all the time. I just said, I'm just going to go to the best. Yeah. So let's...
And we
let's,
appreciate that.
Yeah, well, it's, you know, it's just the thing about it is, you know, we're all listening, we're talking here, and a roof is a big investment, as you know, right? Yeah. And so you want to make sure that you get the best value for your money, good prices, a warranty, and we're going to go through all that. But what I want to do, because, you know, it's kind of like having a baby. You're only putting a roof on every once in a while.
You only want to do it once.
And we're not experts in it. Even me, I'd have to go back and brush up on it because it just, you know, it doesn't happen very often. So let's talk about the whole process you go through, because I think there's some like misnomers, like people think you just go up there and kind of look at the roof and go, well, I think it's about that many square feet, right?
So, well, that's old school.
Yeah, I know. Well, but we got to bring people into it with the new tech and stuff. So when someone calls you, and by the way, guys, make sure you get a piece of paper and a pencil because you're going to want to write this number down. Before I get into when someone calls you, let's back up a second and say, okay, other than like, well, one of them is a leak, right, Dave, that somebody's having.
Yeah. If you have water coming in or you wake up in the morning and there's shingles on the ground, you're wondering, well, do I need a new roof? Well, your roof is speaking to you.
Yeah.
It's telling you, yeah, maybe let's take a look at it.
Well, how would they – so let's talk about that. I mean, other than saying water running down a wall, but that's not always the case. So what should they go look – where should they look and what should they look for?
Well, first of all, the age. I mean, between 15 years and 25 years, most of these composition shingles from new construction are failing.
Okay.
And so at that point, you know, you got to know within that 15 to 25-year period – something's probably going to happen. You need to start looking at it.
Okay. Is there any like visual telltale signs if they kind of go out and look at their roof?
Sure. You can, if it's smiling at you and it's curling a little bit, you know, it's not happy. It's just smiling at you.
Yeah.
It's got, like, it's got the hairy moss on it.
Yeah.
You know, just neglect. And people, if they pressure wash it, it just voids the warranty and washes all the granules off. Job security for us, but, you know, we shouldn't do it.
That's he's saying between the lines, don't pressure wash your roof.
Do not.
Please. We've talked about that before.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so if they're looking at that, should they peek their head up in the attic?
No, always. You should do an annual inspection. Just peeking your head up in the attic, making sure there's no moisture that hasn't been addressed. You know, I mean, if there's some ventilation issues and you have mold in your attic, that's something you need to address.
And the other thing too, guys, if you don't want those big, huge wood spiders that live up in the attic, they're attracted by moisture. That comes from roof leaks too. So,
if you don't like spiders,
that's why you need a new roof. Keep the big wood spiders out of there. Those things are huge.
Oh man,
they scare me.
Come across them all the time.
Yeah, I bet you do. It's like going to the crawl space or going up in the attic. Those are things. But you're right. I mean, they should peek their head in there and take a look. So if they see some discoloration or things like that, it's maybe
give you a call. Absolutely. That's part of one of the things we always do. I mean, getting a roof is always twice as what you think it is.
Yeah.
And you just want to do it right, what you're talking about. And we understand there's a little bit of apprehension of having someone out to your house and taking a look at it. And we're very accurate. We're very thorough. We give you a full packet. So you give you all the information with measurements and everything. Most guys,
and we'll get
that.
Into that in a sec. You just joined us too. This is Pete with All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. We're having a good discussion with Dave Martin. I'm next segment, I'll give you their phone number. And here's why. This question I'm going to ask Dave. If they do have a leak, and let's say, I'm sure you guys have some backlog. You have to, I mean, you can't like instantly go out to their house and replace the roof, right?
No, we'll instantly get out there as fast as possible and arrest the leak.
Okay, so that's what I want to ask you. So because we have a lot of rains now in the winter. So you can do you have a group of guys that go out and can like patch things to stop that?
Yeah, we have our high end technicians that go. Okay. And you know, when you're doing a patch job or a flashing job, you have to have a high end technician do it. You just don't want anyone throwing. That's the most dangerous part of actually a roofing project is repairing.
Yeah,
especially on wet roofs.
Yeah.
But yeah, once you're on contract with us, we do not want it to leak any further. We have a tarping service or a flashing, whatever the issue is, we'll go out and stop it.
How are you guys, I mean, from that standpoint, like the guys that are doing the specialty stuff, how are they trained at your company?
Oh, our guys, most of them, the tenure is unbelievable. A lot of our roofers have been with us over 15 to 20 years, which you've never even heard of this industry.
Wow. Yeah, especially in this economy, it's hard enough to find
guys. Well, you treat your employees right, and you give them, you know, they're rewarded for doing the project right.
Yeah. Well, and that speaks to, you know, that's the other thing too, guys, is having, you know, Dave's been with them a long time. I've known Dave for quite a while. You know, it's just when you have a company, best of breed doesn't mean just good materials and good insulation. It means good work culture, right? If they're keeping their people, that means you guys are doing things right. You're treating the people right, which is
First and foremost, that's
what you want to. Everybody's got to make a living. And so I think that's really, really cool. All right. So you can patch and then go through that.
Then you're on the waiting list. Yeah.
Okay.
And so as long as we stop it from leaking, we'll get your roof done.
Okay. So let's walk into now. So they give you guys a call. You or one of the sales guys comes out and you're taking a look at it. What happens? What's the first step you're doing?
Well, the first step is we're going to do is once you call, it goes into our system and then we're going to order precise aerial measurements for you. So we can guarantee you're actually down to 2%.
What does that mean?
It's a software program that gives you measurements of your roof.
So you do it like with satellite?
They have an aerial photo. It's an actual eagle view.
Really?
Yeah, it's really – we've been using the software for 5 years. Okay. It's amazing, actually.
So does it actually come zoomed down on a person's roof, or how does that work?
They actually have a database of aerial photos from – and then you get the angles from the north, the south, then the software picks up the actual slope of the roof and gives you all the different areas of each section. So we guarantee you're actually down to 2% per square foot.
Okay, so you're really, really accurate.
It's a wonderful, you know, embracing technology. That way you're guaranteed, you know, the price you're getting is for the square foot of your roof.
Okay, that's very, very cool.
Yeah, so that whole procedure, we'll research that. Our guys will put the proposal together the night before. Yeah. So they'll typically have a full paperwork packet for you when they get there.
And we'll continue when we come back. We're going to talk about that next step in the process, get to, you know, kind of pricing and things like that. Take you through the whole thing so you kind of understand what this is all about with some of you that are looking. So if you go outside, you see some smiling composition shingles or you see some leaks up in the roof, you want to give State Roofing a call. I'll give you the number now, and then we'll give it to you in the next segment, too. It's 866-ROOF-ROOF. You guys probably heard their ads quite a bit. 866-ROOF-ROOF. With that, I'm Pete.
I am Brian.
Brian needs some more coffee over there.
We love to roof. Come on, Brian.
I haven't drank my Starbucks double shot yet.
Oh, yeah, there you go. This is all matters. Car Radio 973 FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk.
If your roof is looking old, tired, and musty, and the leaks are leaving puddles on the floor, then it's time for a call to State Roofing.
All right, we are back. This is Pete with All Matters. Get ready to go nice. Great state of Seattle here. How you doing over there, Brian?
I'm doing all right.
Have your double shot now?
You know, I just cracked it open, but you would not be able to tell yet. So,
okay. It doesn't have that beer label on it. It's the actual coffee label?
No, this is the actual coffee label.
Okay. Are you? I was just checking.
I'm looking over. You didn't share? It's too early.
Hey, you learned a lot about roofs?
Home
new here?
Yeah, absolutely.
You said last time you were going to get a roof. But you never found a house.
You got to buy a house. We'll help.
Yeah,
you.
I mean, a lot of people not finding a house in Seattle right now.
you're stuck in that downdraft.
I can't say I'm alone on that one.
Yeah. Well, okay. Well, you can refer though.
Yeah, absolutely.
You have friends that own homes?
I do. Yeah.
You go hang out with them and kind of wish you lived there.
Yeah. Don't usually admit that publicly, but yeah.
You don't couch surf though. I hope, right?
I have my own place.
Good. Yeah. Okay. Well, I was checking. You millennials, I never know. You know the way
you're
it is.
Not wrong about that.
You don't live in the basement of your parents' house, do you?
No, I do not. I actually just moved into a new house.
Oh, good. Okay, yeah.
Out of the basement,
man. Good. Oh, man, good for you. I'm proud of you, Brian. That's awesome. All right. So, and he's a working man here too, which is good. So we're having a good discussion here with Dave Martin, Estate Roofing. Again, if you have, you know, grab a piece of paper, but you want to give them a call. We talked about kind of the telltale signs of the previous segment. If you're not sure, just go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. This will be up there in the podcast in perpetuity. You can listen to it there. But give them a call at 866-ROOF-ROOF. And you guys have probably heard, we're going to do something fun, because last time we had the barbecue thing, and Dave said that, yeah, he did have a few people take him up on the offer, which is good. So this time we're going to do something fun, too, because I was like playing around with the state. They're good people, and they're a lot of fun. So I had heard off air that a lot of times you guys will ask state to sing the jingle. So
Jingle's awesome.
I know, and it's been around for how many?
Over 18, 20 years, we got a Soundy Award.
For yeah.
Because it's an earworm. Really?
Yeah.
It's an earworm that gets in your head. Yeah. You can't get rid of it.
Yeah, it's like one of those things that pops in your head. Well, you probably heard it in the segment when we opened the show, too. And that. So what we're going to do, here's the challenge. What you want to do, because if you go and you look and you see that you may have some leaks or your roof may be near end of life, you know, you're 8, 9, 10 years in, like you said, Dave.
Yeah.
I want you guys to give State Roofing a call, 866-ROOF-ROOF. And here's the challenge. When you call them, tell them that you want the salesperson to sing you the jingle at the front doorstep.
Oh, God.
Are you down for that?
Well, I'll tell you.
You got to let your team know that.
Yeah,
one,
no? Well, I'll tell you. I'm one up you. If you sing the song, if the client does, we'll give you $500 off.
Oh, that's even better.
That's even better. You don't want to hear us sing.
All right. So here's the thing. So you can do that, and then you sing the song. Practice. You get $500 off. I would do that, man. Would you do that, Brian, for $500?
$500 to a millennial. What the heck? I'll start singing that song right now.
He's going to start marching.
Maybe he'll go with your team and start singing.
We'll bring him.
All right, you heard it here. You heard it here.
You're going to start ready. We'll give you a credit.
Absolutely.
A future credit.
Future credit.
How many years is it going to be till you own a home?
Yeah. Hoping three. Two,
oh,
I mean,
okay.
Three,
all right, well.
Three, four.
Then you got to remember, so you got to sing the song to the State Roofing guys when you need your roof. And they'll give you $500.
53 off. Years nice. In business by then.
Oh, man, too much fun. All right. Just remember, give a call, 866-ROOF-ROOF, and you sing that song. You got a guy's got a bone up. Do your homework. Listen to the ads and stuff. Or you can go on go online, right?
Online, absolutely. StateRoofing.com.
Do they have the jingle
up
there?
I believe we are linked to that jingle on there, so you can practice.
All right. Good. Well, all right. That's going to be your challenge for this show, because I know a lot of you guys, the rains are here, and I am almost sure some of you guys that are out there listening need to get your roof replaced.
Yeah.
So this will be good. All right, let's get back to our process, Dave. So we talked about you have a 2% accuracy because of these aerial views that you get with the, you know, with the square footage and all the slopes and all that kind of stuff, which is very, very cool.
Takes the guesswork out.
Yeah, it takes the guesswork out. And it's good for the client because it's, you know, accuracy and pricing. Mm-hmm. It's a big investment.
Yeah.
So what the next step is, like, when a salesperson comes out, like, is it choice of materials or what?
Yeah, I mean, it's the whole process of, you know, you got to get a roof. You don't know what to do. You don't know who to trust. You want to make sure the company's been in business for a long time, because that's, you know, your warranty's only good as the company putting behind it. So our whole process, we want to educate you on that. We know not everyone's going to choose a roof of State Roofing, but we hope most people do. And
well,
we want you to know how to do
that. Let's slow down,
that.
Because there's another sponsor that actually they built a big part of their business right here in this studio, and we talked about that. And that is the fact that, let's talk about this time of business thing with the roofing. Because in my construction company, I saw it too, but why don't you explain why that's important?
Well, if a roofing company hasn't had a continual license under the same name for over 10 years, they really haven't even handled their first warranty claim.
Okay.
Because if you have bad workmanship, it's going to show up between year 8 and 12, where a nail's working on itself out, it leaks. And then you're like trying to find the company that installed it. Yeah. Hopefully they're still in business. Yeah. And that's really...
So let's back up here, because you made a really good point. You said you got to find out first if they've been in business that long. Where do they go to find that out?
Well, the best thing you can do is go to Department of Labor and Industries website.
Okay.
Because you verify a contractor. Okay. I mean, that's the part of the education process. Before you spend dime one, is make sure you know who you're spending that with. Not just a great website, not just reviews online, but look them up on Department of Labor and Industries.
Okay, and that's a .gov site. And you can go there and you guys can look and see the time in business, any claims.
The license, the active, the insurance.
Make sure their workers' comp is active.
How many employees they have.
I want to speak to that, too, before we get back into the pricing, because, you know, I don't know. It seems to me roofing is probably one of the most dangerous things to do in contracting because you can fall off the roof, right? I'm sure your workers' comp costs are
safety,
like...
safety.
Yeah. So what happens, what could be the risk to the homeowner if they don't have active workers' comp?
Well, if a guy, I call him Chuck in a truck, no offense to Chuck, but you know, he just hire guys under the table and they work up on the roof. If they happen to fall off your roof and get hurt, well, the state will go after the contractor, but if he's not covered under L&I, he's going to go bankrupt, and then you're next in line as the homeowner. So you want to protect yourself.
Yeah. Did you guys hear that? So even though it's your property, you can still be liable. Okay. So I want you guys to make sure that you understand that. This is why you want to have a licensed contractor. They want to have current on workers' comp in L&I, and they want to be in business for a long time.
Yeah, like you and I mean, if you don't know, I mean, most clients don't know, you're supposed to have your L&I certificate on the door the whole time during the process with our license and all the insurance. If they're not doing that, you know there's something wrong.
Yeah, yeah. You can even ask, guys, if you're doing a bid process, you can ask them for it. Say, I want to take a look. Do you have your active license?
And that's something that we actually show.
You guys have it on you. I know.
We show it with all our guys have iPads, log on. It's in your information packet to actually where to look up.
Yeah. So, guys, when we come back, we're going to continue in this whole process of, like, how do they estimate what materials and things like that. But I wanted to spend some time on this because if you don't get this right, that could be a very costly mistake for you. With that, I'm Pete.
I am Brian.
And this is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. All right, we are back. This is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, and Seattle's Talk. Having a good discussion here with State Roofing, longtime sponsor, and boy, Dave, you've been how many years you've been on the radio with me?
You know, it's been a long time. They keep throwing me at you.
I'm glad, though, because the thing about it is, like I said, roofing is one of those things like having kids. You don't need it very often, but we need to talk about it because when you do need it, that's a huge investment. You got to make the right decision because one wrong turn on that could cost you thousands of dollars. And I don't want you guys to get, you know, bamboozled or get stuck. I want you to work with a reputable roofing company, you know, like State. How many thousands of jobs have you done?
We're over 60,000 now.
60,000.
Under warranty.
So here's the thing. If you look at it from that perspective, guys, if they didn't do things right at 60,000 jobs, they would be in big financial trouble. So that's
I can't tell you we're perfect. We've had to replace a few.
I know. There is no company that is perfect. I had to go back and, you know, guys are humans and, you know, they make mistakes. As long as you take care of it.
You stand behind what you do.
Right. Yeah, make it right. That's all people want anyway. Mm-hmm. So, all right. So we talked all about that. We talked about the fact, you know, look for a roofer that's been in business, you know, at least 10 to 12 years because of that cycle.
Yes.
And check them out on lni.gov. Now let's go into what is the next step in the process that the consumer should do.
Well, at that point, you know, we're going to come in and, you know, we're going to give you, we don't want to give you too much roof or too little roof, but you have to know your options because your price range goes from, you know, good, better, best. I mean, how long do you want it to really last? You're going to replace.
Well, let's talk about that as far as, like, you're talking in terms of, like, material type, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So what is it like at the more of a basic type roof? What is that type of material?
That's just going to be an asphalt granulated shingle.
Okay.
You know, and that's going to be an entry level. You know, you can even go down as low as a 3-tab or a 30-year.
Okay.
Which never really lasts 30 years in the Northwest. It's a rough environment.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
And then you just move up from there in materials and so, we educate you.
Okay, so if I'm a consumer and I'm looking at this, and we're going to go through the material spectrum because I like some of your upper-end ones, the rubberized and all that stuff that lasts forever. But when would it be a good idea for somebody to put on a basic type material like that?
Well, like I said, you don't want to put too much roof on. If you're selling the house in a year and you don't want to spend a lot of money, but you need a new roof. Well, those are those clients. Okay. Or if you're going to be in there for 15 to 20 years, you want to have a better material so that when you do sell the house, it's not a liability. Yeah. So there's, you know, finding out where you are in life and what's going to be best fit for you.
And also, I think it also speaks to the house, the type of house, the type of neighborhood, the price of the house, right? Because, you know, you are investing, but you're going to get return on investment.
Yes.
I mean, if you're in Hunts Point, I don't think you probably want to put a composite roof.
No, that wouldn't be, you know.
Right.
But
at the same time, a lot of you guys live in nice neighborhoods, so you got to consider that as an architectural element too, right?
Absolutely.
That's a big deal. So let's move up the chain a little bit. What's the next level up like in materials and quality there?
Yeah, the next level up, now you get into what State Roofing has done is privately labeled our own products. And we have a rubberized composition shingle called our Rubberlast 50.
Okay.
And then it goes up from there. You can get into metal. And then you get into our EuroShake, okay, which is a full recycled rubber tire.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we walk you through it so you can see the price.
Is the EuroShake, the EuroShake is the one that actually looks like a slate shake.
Or shake.
Yeah.
Slate or shake.
Yeah. It's really cool looking.
Yeah.
Okay. By the way, this is Pete with All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News, Seattle's Talk. So, Dave, I wanted to ask you, you talked about composites, and then we went into the rubberized shakes, and then you're starting to move up into the EuroSlate and then some of the metal. Is there ever a time like where you've had a situation where somebody thought they were going to maybe do a basic, and then they kind of moved up into something different? Do you have any?
I mean, it happens almost, it happens daily. Because once you're educated and realize that how long a roof will last, I mean, I had a nice lady, she wanted a good roof for her house because she knew that she would pass it down to her kids. It was a great house in Seattle. She didn't want to sell.
Great, good location.
Good location, beautiful view.
Yeah.
And as we presented it to her, she just kind of gravitated towards the metal saying, well, wouldn't that be the best to do? Because then I don't ever have to worry about it and the best transfer. I'm like, well, I'm not going to argue with her, but she wanted to put. Well,
but why? Okay, so for our listeners, like, why is metal a good thing to do?
It's got,
why
did she say it's got one of the best warranties in the industry. Okay. It's lightweight. Okay. It's extremely.
What does best warranty in the industry mean? What does that mean?
Number of years? Parts, labor, material for 50 years.
Oh wow!
Yeah.
Okay.
So there's leak protection against leaks.
Yeah.
And then you can attach solar panels to it, so without penetrating the roof.
Okay.
And it's Energy Star rated too.
Well, so because one of the things this brings up in my head.
Things.
I wanted to, because we always talk about this on the show, and I think we've done this before with you in State, and that is, you know, you pay up front once, so you got the cost of installation one time versus the cost of lifetime ownership. So if I look, let's say I'm looking at the basic roof, like a composite versus a metal roof, how much more is a metal roof?
It all depends on the difficulty of the job, but yeah, you're going to be quite a bit more on your initial cost, but your least expensive roof if you calculate it over time.
Well, that's what I'm getting at. So if I have on a basic composite, what do we got? I know it's 30 years, but let's
15
be realistic,
to 25
15
years.
To 20.
Yeah.
So we'll take 15. The life of a metal roof is, you said 50?
50 or more.
So I'd have to replace that at least 3 times.
Yep.
So if I paid 3 times the composite, is that going to be more money than if I did?
Yes.
Okay.
And because in time, too, the tear-off costs and disposal are going to be more expensive over time.
Got it. And then you got all the benefits of solar. We can talk about that a little bit. So, guys, that's a really big thing. I want you to understand. And maybe that's what that lady was figuring. I mean, she, in her own mind, she was going, you know what? I know my kids are going to have this. I don't want to burden them with the additional cost of replacing it.
Because no one wants to replace a roof.
Yeah. Well, it's a disruption in people's lives, like a kitchen remodel or anything. Like, there's a lot of noise. You're tearing stuff off. I know you guys, your crews are like really clean because I've seen you guys work on job sites. But at the same time, it's a hassle.
No, it's a hassle. It's a big investment.
Yeah.
You're not excited, but you have to do it. It's part of your home. Big part of your portfolio.
Yeah. All right, we come back. We're going to get into, I'm going to ask kind of, we talked about, cost of life, cost of ownership. I am going to ask Dave just some ballpark ranges on prices with composite, versus the rubber versus the EuroSlate and the metal. So you guys can kind of get an idea of what that is. Then we're going to get into how they present, a bid to you, how you can evaluate that, things you should look for in a bid to make sure that you're working with a legitimate and accurate company. Make sure you check us out on mynorthwest.com/homematters. This will be up there, this show in perpetuity, as well as the past shows. We've done quite a few. So with that, I'm Pete.
I am Brian.
Brian's over there with Double Shot.
Oh, yeah.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. Okay, we're back. Pete, Home Matters, Cairo Radio 97.3 FM. We are in the great state of the Seattle area and in the Puget Sound where it rains. And it rains. And it rains. But that's okay because that means we have a lot of green plants and beautiful, beautiful surroundings. We love it. But that also means we're talking with State Roofing and that also means you have to have a good roof on your home. One of the things, it dawned on me a little bit, and it's very, very true. You know, a home by itself, Dave, is a big investment.
Yes.
And a roof is a big investment. But boy, it seems like when you have, you know, your home is in tip-top shape, which is part of the roof, you just can sleep better at night, it seems like, you know?
Your peace of mind. I mean, there's a lot of clients call because they're nervous because they had a leaky roof or they think it's going to leak this year and they're actually losing sleep over
it.
And you want to secure your investment and put a roof on.
I think it's a big deal. So guys, make sure, you know, if you're seeing some things in your roof or if you've been in the home for a while and you just want to like have them come out and take a look at it, give them a call at 866-ROOF-ROOF, 866-ROOF-ROOF. And don't forget, make sure that you sing the jingle till the sales are up and you'll get $500 off.
$500 off.
That's kind of cool. That's our new thing for the show.
Try to make the sales guys do it.
Yeah, then your sales guys would have to say it. All right, let's go. Before we move into the next part of the process, so give me kind of a range of price, like the composite versus the rubber versus Euro slate and then metal.
In a general term, you know, on the low end, you're $10,000 to $15,000. On the high end, you're going to be in the 20s to 30s.
I mean, that's not bad, even for metal.
Even for metal, depending on the size of the house, but we got to go with average sizes.
Okay.
But then
I thought it was more like 50.
Well,
for metal,
it is.
I mean,
some.
You could, if you got a really big home.
Well, it depends
but that's,
on the size.
I mean,
of
the average home, that's not bad.
No, okay. I mean, that's, you're talking a small average home in Seattle is what we're looking at. Every house is different, and that's why we have those precise measurements.
Okay, so you're somewhere in that 15 to 30 K range, somewhere in there based on the material choose and the life of the material. Now, talk me through. So you're going to go through, and your sales rep is going to talk them through, choose the material, and then what's next?
Yeah, it's more of a consultative approach. We choose. Okay. We go through there. You can make sure that in any bid you get a full scope of work, and then we have it all laid out for you. And so it'll be, you know, your proper forms, your measure sheet, and everything.
Okay.
So it's a whole education process to know what you're getting for that type of money.
So what is it that you guys provide in information that I mean, because obviously they're probably going to get another bid besides you.
No, it's do your due diligence.
So, so what should they look for in that bid package to make sure that the contractor knows what the heck they're doing?
Yeah, that first of all, that you have a full understanding of what we're going to do. Okay. And that's part of the whole process that we're going to do. So you know what's going to happen from day one to finish, and there's no surprises because no one likes surprises.
So you're in the consultation. The salesperson is walking them through. Here's what we do step by step
for the product. Yeah,
okay.
And then that way you feel comfortable on it, and you know what you're getting.
Okay. So, you mentioned off air to me though, and this kind of ties into what we talked about. When you're a good company, you're going to be in demand. So because I don't want you guys to have like, just like you don't want sticker shock. That's what we talked about pricing. You also don't want to have other kinds of shocks. You guys are. Sometimes you're backlogged out how many
weeks? Well, it depends on the product, but sometimes you can get, you know, 12, 15 weeks out on a specialty product because those are high-end installations.
But why is that? What is it in the process that may cause, you know, some time delay? Not delay, but you have to wait a little.
It's just like, you know, if you have to, the best restaurant in Seattle, you have to get reservations. Yeah. And, you know, if you can come out the next week, it's probably not the roofer that's busy and can do it the right.
Okay. Actually a really good point. So by being backlogged a little bit, that says something about your company too, because you're in demand, you're doing things right.
Yeah, and it also employs our guys year round.
Yeah, which is good.
Yeah.
And that's the other thing too, guys. Now, I want you to think about what he just said, because that's really important. That goes along with the LNI and all that stuff. If they keep they have the work culture and they're busy and they keep their employees employed, that means it's consistency of quality because they're the same guys that are doing it. They're not leaving and going to other companies and then new guys coming in constantly and trying to learn the state way.
That's right.
Right?
Yeah, you get a more stable guy, you get family guy, the wife won't let him move.
Yeah.
You're working through the winter.
Yeah.
That's what we like.
That's very, very cool. All right, and then going back to, like, say, metal and things, you have to actually order material and things like that and get it into your yard.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to order your job. Everything's going to be custom made. On the metal, we actually roll it on site. So we become the manufacturer of the metal. And so it gives a real peace of mind.
So you can kind of paint the picture with words. What does it mean to roll it?
Well, the metal comes in a big coil, a big circle. And just like a gutter machine, we have large machines that actually extrude the panels on site. So it's custom made from the gutter.
So you're talking about on the building site?
Yeah, on the building site, yeah.
So just like a gutter, they make it on site. You're making the roofing right on site.
Right on site.
Okay.
So it really avoids any mistakes, too, from manufacturer cutting it, and it's just a precise measurement there.
Yeah. And that makes a lot of sense because no two roofs are the same.
No.
They're all different.
There's always
something.
Always
custom. it always gets into the whole thing that there's nothing ever plumber square out there. You know, it's always
and of course, the more you do, the more experienced you are, and you know when you come across those things, how to fix it.
Yeah. Okay. So we got the pricing, kind of the 15 to 30K. Tell me a little bit more about the rubberized material, because I know that is like recycled or something.
I mean the rubberized material, the aesthetics of it is beautiful. It looks like either shake or slate, and it's 70% recycled tires. So that's they take a rubber crud, melt it up, and the other 30% secret sauce, and injection mold it into a mold, and it's amazing.
Wow.
Yeah.
And then what about colors, like?
You get the brown, black, or gray.
Okay.
You're dealing with a black rubber crud.
Okay.
So we want to keep them in the darker shades so you don't have any fading.
And you said it's 70%?
70% recycled tire.
So it doesn't have to go in the landfill. It
doesn't go in the landfill, and you feel good about putting a nice recycled tire up on your roof. And you got a.
But you guys said this is your own private label. So are you
we're exclusive distributors of the EuroShake roof in the Northwest. Yeah, because we're the ones that install it right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So when you say exclusive, only you guys have it, right?
Only us have it. Okay. Yep. Because the manufacturer.
You said that has a 50-year life on
50-year warranty on it.
50-year warranty.
Yep.
Okay. All right. And that's a price point kind of a little bit under a metal.
Yeah, it's going to be up there with the metal. Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Very good. Well, guy, you know, as always, we run out of time. We have so much to talk about always, but I'm glad you came back on the show, Dave. Thanks for being here. Yeah. Guys, I'll tell you what. You know, because I know it's a big investment, if you want to have the peace of mind of just knowing you made the right decision, I would at the very least put State in the mix with the bids that you get, because when you see how they work and how they operate, I've known these guys for a long time. When I had my company back in the early 2000s, they did, you know, I referred roofing jobs to them and things like that. Give them a call at 866-ROOF-ROOF. Or go to stateroofing.com, but call 866-ROOF-ROOF. Have Dave or one of his guys come out. Sing the jingle. Get the $500 off. So make sure you do your homework on that, okay? You got that one down now, right, Brian?
I do.
You practicing? Yeah. You got your double shot in you, so you can sing it now.
I do. Okay. Absolutely.
Do you know
part of it? Roofing.
We're the men who love to roof.
There we go. Tag team. Right. There we go.
We got Brian and Dave on the box there. With that, I'm Pete. This all matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM. Seattle's news.
We love to roof.
And Seattle's talk.
Stage roofing. Call the men who love to roof.